As a salon owner, I can tell you that life can be pretty full on. There's work, clients, staff, kids, and probably more going on all at once. Owning a salon for 8 years has given me some serious highs, some serious lows, and some hilarious situations in between. I'm Mel from Smick Hair and Beauty, and these are my stories. You know that even if we lose it all, we'll have something beautiful. Hey everyone, welcome to episode 2 of my podcast, and oh my god, I cannot even begin to tell you guys how freaking amazing that trip was up to Queensland to go and see my coach. I just came back with all of this knowledge and all of this absolutely amazing stuff, and I've got to tell you, my god, I was completely pumped. I couldn't wait to get into it. Like, I had all of these brilliant ideas, and like even just coming home on the plane, like I was thinking it over and I was reading this book whereas I was coming back, and it was all about your mindset, and I was like, man, my mindset is awesome at the moment. Couldn't be better. There's no way. Anyway, I got home and reality just set in. It was unbelievable how slumped I was that weekend. I've got to say, like, while I was up there, we worked really, really hard. And there was 14-hour days, and I wasn't very good at some of the technical stuff. I've always said that I'm completely tech-tarded, and that proved beyond a doubt while I was up there. I was definitely the most tech-tarded person up there. But I've got this absolute dead set willpower to learn. So off I went, and I was all pumped and everything. When I came home, oh my god. The first afternoon, I think I got home and I just completely fell asleep on the couch. Now, my 16-year-old actually said to me, are you okay, Mum? I've never seen you sleep on the couch. And he's 100% true. I never fall asleep on the couch. Ever. If I was going to be that tired, I'd go to bed, but I didn't. I literally just fell asleep on the couch. I was absolutely exhausted. I can't describe it any other way. Just knackered. And then the next day, I woke up with the world's greatest migraine. And, you know, that was it. Out for the day, couldn't do a single thing. And then, of course, like, I went into to work on the Monday. I had all of these great ideas and I wanted to share them and I wanted to get on with it and that sort of stuff. But when reality hits, man, it is really difficult to get on with it. You know, all of a sudden I was just back to normality, and I was struggling to get anything done. I had, you know, 4 kids to look after and the business to run, and it was so full on while we were up in Queensland, and then it just completely shut down when I got back. And I really had to work hard to motivate myself. There was times where I was just so tired, and so many people asking me things, and so many people wanting me to do things for them. And then on top of that, there was clients and there was kids and there was everything. And I basically completely lost sight of pretty much everything I wanted to do. Every time I opened my computer, I was like, oh my God, like, I really want to get all this stuff done. Now, what was it that I was going to do? And my brain was just blank out. It was almost like it was too full, and it, you know, I always say it's little anyway, but it was just too full. There was too much going on. And I'm pretty sure, I mean, most people can relate to that sort of stuff. When something is overwhelming, or it just seems like a huge task, there's that brain shutdown. Everyone falls victim to it every now and then. I'm sure they do. But listen, honestly, I've got to say, I kicked my own butt and got myself back into it and got on top of a few things, started achieving just some small things. And I did start out small, people. Like, I just wanted to do a few little things around the salon, and I set myself little tiny tasks that were achievable within the day and that I knew that I was going to be able to get done and feel like I'd conquered the world. So that's what I did. And so first of all, I started off little, and I I worked on the small tasks and got them done. Now, I don't know if anyone else listens to Kerwin Ray, but I'm a bit of a fan, and I've been to a couple of his seminars and stuff like that. And he is a non-believer in multitasking. Basically, he really does believe that the more distractions you've got, the less you're going to get done. And I've got to say, I 100% agree with him. Unless you can find the time and set it aside and be very firm about putting that time aside so that you can get on with what you've got to do, it just won't happen. Too many things distract you. Like, and I'm a normal person. I get distracted by the notifications on my phone because somebody's liked my Facebook post, just like everyone else. And then all of a sudden you're off track and you're not working anymore. You're looking at Facebook, and Facebook has this amazing capability. I can pick up my phone just to look at that, whatever the comment it was, and still be there 20 minutes later scrolling through. I do not know how this happens. I'm sure it happens to everyone. But I've really, really, really had to cut back on some of those distractions and set aside the time, and I started with small tasks. So now this weekend is actually Easter weekend. So it's been a little while since I've actually come on and done a podcast, and I'm kicking my own butt again to make sure I get on top of some of this stuff, because otherwise it just doesn't get done. It's difficult for me to find some time where it's quiet so that I don't have any distractions and I don't have any other little bits and pieces in the recording. And I could probably put that off forever because I never get to find a chance, or I could just bite the bullet, knuckle down and get it done. So that's what I've decided to do. And since coming back from Queensland, having a little bit of a slump moment, feeling a little bit upset with myself because I wasn't achieving what I wanted to, and all these huge tasks I'd set did not look like they were going to happen, slowly but surely, I am definitely getting on top of them. There are some changes happening at work. I am putting in little bits and pieces, a little bit here, a little bit here, and I'm actually finding that I'm now pretty much 100% sure, had I have come home, done every change that I wanted to do and got right on top of it straight away, I'm pretty sure my family would have freaked out, my staff would have definitely freaked out, and my whole world may have been a complete and utter chaotic mess. But because I've made the small changes, because I've kept putting in the effort, because I have kept myself motivated and I have kept myself accountable to the things that I wanted to do, slowly but surely some things are starting to change. So I went up to Queensland in the first place because I was having a lot of trouble in my business. There was I had a lot of money stress. I really lacked direction. I didn't know where I was supposed to be going with it. I'd had the salon for 8 years. It was still only just carrying on. And now I look at it and I think, gosh, oh my God, I should have signed up with these guys ages ago. I so totally wish I had. They've been so helpful, so helpful. Any question I've got, I just shoot it at them. They've got a really great answer for me, and it just makes me feel like I'm not doing it all by myself. As a business owner, I can tell you right now, it feels like you are the only person in the world going through this problem. And I'll tell you a little story. I'm sure that everybody knows about this sort of thing. It's like when you're pregnant and you think you're the only person that's pregnant, and you think you're the only person that's tired, and you think you're the only person with swollen ankles, and you think you're the only person that's being overtaken by some alien child and drained of all your goodness. That's what being in business is like. It's about the best that I can describe it. It really does feel like you're on your own because you're at the top of the level and you haven't really got anyone to go to, and you haven't really got anyone to throw your ideas at or discuss with, or people that you can be 100% honest with. And these guys are just brilliant. And since doing that, my confidence has gone through the roof. I feel like I can tackle anything. I've tackled so much stuff in my business, it's not funny. My girls are performing way better than what they used to. The business is looking like it's actually, you know, running really well and running in the right direction. And now I have direction. So I can see where I want to go to the business, and I can see the steps that I need to take to make that happen. And it has been an amazing change. So what I can say in conclusion to this little podcast, that keep yourself motivated, people. Find someone that you can be accountable to, whether it's your husband or a business coach or your girlfriend or whatever, it doesn't matter. But just be accountable to somebody, or kick your own butt like I do and be accountable to yourself. And just keep plugging away at the little things, because the little things over time make such a big difference. Have you ever noticed that you do exactly the same thing every day? You get up, go to work, do everything that you normally do, and it seems like you've got this routine from hell that you're stuck in forever. And yet you've been doing that for years and years and years, but I bet you anything that if you look back 10 years, pretty much everything's changed. And the only reason it changes is the little tiny things. They end up making a massive difference. So I'm going to leave you with that. That's my thought for the day, and I'm going to sign off. And I hope to hear you all back real soon for another podcast and episode of Mel Salon Journey. And until I see you then, take care of yourself. Thanks for that, guys. If you want to hear more of my salon owner stories, tune in for the next episode. Make sure you like the video and subscribe to my channel, and check out some more of my stories on YouTube at Melissa Hilton and on my blog, Mel's Salon Journey.